Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories,
your stories.
At the end of last year, author Mike Tunstall launched into a new career as a writer of British fiction. He released his first e-book, Made in Great Britain, which is telling the story of a British soldier and the challenges he faces on returning home from Afghanistan. With the help of the military charity Combat Stress, who are also benefiting from his book, Mike spent about a year writing and researching.
Well, very briefly, it's a fictionalised account of a British soldier returning from combat with a head injury and altered perceptions. The action takes place in and around camp in Colchester, with flashbacks to events in Iraq and Afghanistan. The central character is a fellow called Corporal Bob Foxton, of the 1st Battalion, Her Majesty's Overstretch Regiment, and he's searching for something he might or might not have seen inside a cave in Afghanistan before the roof fell in on his world. So taking solace in a childhood comic book hero, Captain Hurricane, with the help of his girlfriend Claire and the mysterious Hindu Stan, in the end, hopefully all his questions are answered.
If you think it's a book you or someone you know might like, Mike says the e-book's available to download on the Amazon Kindle platform.
For the princely sum of £2.97, just over a pound of which, as I say, will go to Combat Stress. The way it works is you just Google Amazon Books, you go to Kindle e-books, type in the author's name, or the words Made in Great Britain, and click Buy Now. You know, if you haven't got a Kindle reader, don't worry. There's a free app that you can download. And then with that, download the book onto your PC, tablet, or smartphone. Piece of cake. My name is Mike Tunstall. You spell that Tango Uniform November Sierra Tango India Lima Lima.
Mike says that if you do download the book and you enjoy it, please help by submitting a review.
People see the reviews, they see the 5 stars, and they are drawn to it. And the way the platform works is it gets more exposure as well. So that would be great in terms of trying to understand mental health issues in the forces. Perhaps the most telling statistic for me is not the 5,000 or so that Combat Stress are helping today, but there are so many more who need help, who are yet to come forward. And it's the aim of the book not only to raise funds, but awareness of this. If only one person seeks help as a result, I'll consider it a success.
For more info about Mike's books and his work with Combat Stress, you can visit his website, miketunstall.com. This is Charlie Wildgoose reporting for BFBS.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.